Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Police investigating after dog shot. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette Police Department is investigating after a dog was shot Wednesday morning and later had to be euthanized. According to Police Sergeant Jay Johnson, a 51-year-old man told officers his cream-colored husky had been tied on a leash in the backyard of a home on Helena Avenue between 9 and 10 a.m. Around 12:15 p.m., the man's 73-year-old mother noticed the dog walking around the backyard with visible injuries and no longer attached to the leash. Neither the man nor the woman knows how the dog got loose. The dog was taken to a veterinarian where it was determined the animal had been shot. Because of the severity of the wound and poor prognosis, the owner made the decision to euthanize the dog. Police say the incident remains under investigation. Wyoming Senate President Bo Bightman launches campaign for U.S. House. Wyoming Senate President Bo Bightman has announced he is running for Wyoming's lone seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. According to a press release from his campaign, the Ranchester Republican launched his campaign just one day after the legislature wrapped up its 22-day budget session. Bightman says he plans to run as what he calls a constitutional conservative aligned with the America First agenda of Donald Trump. Bightman has served in the Wyoming legislature since 2017 and has been president of the Senate since 2025. Outside the legislature, he works as a landman in Wyoming's energy industry. In announcing his campaign, Bightman said he wants to promote American energy development, protect Wyoming's public lands, and push for reforms in Congress, including requiring lawmakers to pass single-subject bills rather than large omnibus packages. The race for Wyoming's at-large House seat is already crowded. Current Representative Harriet Hageman is running for the U.S. Senate seat, being vacated by Cynthia Lummis. Several Republicans have already announced bids for the House seat, including Secretary of State Chuck Gray, former State Superintendent Jillian Balow, and multiple business and military candidates. Wyoming's Republican primary is scheduled for August 18th. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.